right, and we're back for another episode of the Lakers Fast Break podcast. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our great shows. And if you can, please give us that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Plus, if you can like, share, subscribe, follow, or do anything that you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break, it is sincerely, sincerely appreciated. Well, I know this is a tough day for everyone out there. I know a lot of people are going through some stuff right now because it is 1 year ago today that Kobe Bryant, Gigi Bryant, and several others unfortunately perished in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. And 1 year ago, this man and I were talking about it and trying to go through that process of how we move on, how we go ahead and remember Kobe and Gigi and all those individuals, and how we go ahead and move on as fans and how we get through this. It's been a year that we thought would never end with all the stuff that went on, but also a year that's flown by as well in many other ways. And here today, again, 1 year later to talk about it with me is a good man indeed. Please go ahead and if you can, give him a big shout out whenever possible. It is my good friend. Also stops by our Pop Culture Cosmos whenever you can. It is TJ Johnson. And TJ, welcome back. A year has flown by for us, my friend. Had its ups and downs, but we're back, my friend. How are you holding up?
You know, I never thought coming out of 2020 that I would say it flew by because of just how tough of a year that was. Yeah. But, you know, here we are 1 year later to the day, and we're still standing, still here. So I'm very grateful to God for that and grateful that he's kept my family relatively safe. We did have a bout with COVID and got through it. So amen. And we're still kicking. So very, very grateful.
I'm very grateful that I'm still kicking and my family's still kicking as well. I know today's a sad day, and I've already spoken about it with the guys from Lakerholics.com. I've also spoken about it with Jamie Sweet over the weekend about what a tough day this will be for many fans out there. Again, you and I spoke 1 year ago, and that was really tough for us to go through. I mean, I had tears in my eyes. I know you were very upset as well, but I appreciate, again, you taking the time that day with all the trouble that, you know, it was and how devastated we were as a community. And even to this day, I still see the memorials. I mean, in his hometown in Italy, they dedicated, they made a dedication today for him. And his memory and legacy lives on. But I want to hear how the past year has been like for you in regards to Kobe and how much you've thought about him in that year.
Well, you know, it's funny. If you go back and really think about where we were at this time last year, this was kind of the tipping off point. Like, yeah. Kobe and those other individuals passed, the other 8-9 individuals passed. And that was on the, obviously today, 26th, and then everything just kind of really started to snowball right after Super Bowl, and then that's when COVID really ramped up, and you kind of didn't really have an opportunity to process. You didn't have an opportunity to really stop and breathe because it was just like right after that pandemic, and that was going for the year, and then you're going into an election and the political turmoil that came with that and the civil unrest that came with that. It was really a tough year from the standpoint of just things that we've had to deal with as people. But getting back to Kobe, I think what I've come to think about in regards to him over the last year is just how he dedicated himself to getting better every day. I'm a huge anime fan, and I love Dragon Ball Z. And I don't know if you can really call yourself an anime fan and enjoy Dragon Ball Z, because everybody that's a real anime fan, but that's not real anime, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, point is that he reminds me of like a, not a Goku, but almost like a Vegeta, this unrelenting desire to get better. Or he just doesn't stop. He just always continues to drive and continues to go. And I've tried to adapt that Mamba mentality, if you will, in other aspects of my life with my personal goals and my professional goals, just continue to try to be the best version of myself that I can be each and every day, and know that the person that I'm competing against is myself. And that's something that I believe wholeheartedly that Kobe Bryant encompassed, and he was an embodiment of continuing to fight forward and not allow yourself to become stagnant. I mean, his basketball career ended. He immediately jumped into the next phase of his life. There was no stopping. Then won an award for doing that. Like, it's just this constant idea of excellence at all costs, excellence in all aspects of what you do. If you put yourself, you put your name on it, you give it your best. And I can appreciate that. I appreciate how it's bonded. Not that my daughter and I necessarily needed more bonding, but it's bonded my daughter and I from the standpoint of, you know, I think I put something on Facebook where the very first jersey that I ever bought my daughter was a Kobe Bryant jersey. I remember one of the first phone calls I got was from my daughter when Kobe Bryant passed away. You know, my daughter bought me the Mamba Mentality book from Kobe Bryant as well, that I got a chance to read.
My wife has it right there next to her next bed.
Yeah, so saying that to say, it's allowed my daughter and I to have a common interest in sharing that, and
yeah,
just kind of grow and bond in that way. So even in his passing, he's still finding ways to affect my life personally, which is an incredible thing to say for somebody whom you've never actually met. You know, to say that you've had such a profound impact in my life in ways that I don't even recognize yet as a 36-year-old man. But I know that there are even more ways that he's impacted my life that I don't even realize at this point. So, yes, it's been a interesting year. Very surreal looking at things in the NBA and knowing that Kobe Bryant is nowhere in the background, or seeing all the success the Los Angeles Lakers have had over the last 365 days, and knowing that Kobe was not able to participate physically, you know, spiritually. I'm sure his spirit was with the Lakers, and I'm sure the Laker Nation felt that spirit and that love. But to know that there's all the success and Kobe Bryant's not a direct part of it, it's just surreal. Because in my lifetime, I've equated Lakers success to Kobe Bryant. You know, that's equal. When I started really watching basketball, and I watched when the Jordan era, I was younger, so I was probably like 6, 7, 8 around Jordan era. I didn't really get into basketball until Kobe. You know, that was when basketball was like my focus. And so to grow up with Kobe and to equate success in the Los Angeles Lakers with Kobe Bryant, and then to see the success come without Kobe, it was a little surreal to me, to be honest with you.
I couldn't believe it that it happened. When my wife sent me the message as I was driving along Maryland Parkway here in Las Vegas, did you hear the news? And I said, no. And then she mentioned that Kobe Bryant could be involved in a helicopter crash. I was like, and so I pulled over, and that's when you started checking out. The only time I really will ever check out TMZ, because I know they're going to be the first on it.
Yeah.
And whether or not it was unsupported, unsubstantiated, you know what? They're the first on it. And sure enough, all the other news sites, once all the other news sites like CNN and Yahoo and all the other major sites were starting to corroborate with that story, it became real. It became a hard hitting thing, and it hit me like a Mack truck. And I will say that it was very devastating. I know, like you, with my older daughter, who is a huge Lakers fan, it was something that we could bond over as well, as far as how we could connect even more. Mm-hmm. And she still talks about Kobe even to this day, you know, about the devastating effect that it's had, you know, for everyone, including her. And when they won their championship, she had on the Kobe jersey, and she was just so excited, but also, you know, almost bittersweet per se, because that Kobe wasn't there to enjoy what was going on as well.
Yeah, and the hard aspect about that is you have this sense of pride, you know, especially as a Laker fan. You have this sense of pride. The purple and gold armor is something that we as Laker Nation take very, very seriously. And I know when I say we as Laker Nation, being from Chicago, people look at me crazy, but I bleed purple gold, man. This is always what I've done. So as part of Laker Nation, we take pride in that. And while we are excited, and we were excited about the championship, there was a somber tone to it. And not just because of the bubble, not just because of the circumstance that we found ourselves playing in or rooting for our team in, but the eeriness that you know, this was done for Kobe. And then the realization that, you know, Kobe's really gone, you know. And I told myself as I got up today, and I knew at some point we were going to talk about it today. You know, I knew that at some point we would be able to figure out a way to connect and talk about it. And I wanted to make sure that when we did, that my focus was not on the death, you know, and all the things that surrounded the death. And I wanted to be able to say that as a fan of Kobe, I would imagine that Kobe would say, you got to push forward. You got to go. You got to move forward. Don't keep thinking about the circumstances that happened. Don't keep thinking about all the negative that's come with it. Go forward in your life. Live your life. Celebrate life. Don't mourn death. Celebrate life. And in doing that, I found a lot of, you know, clips of Kobe. Obviously, I got a chance to watch him drop his 81 points again against the Toronto Raptors. And then turn around, you know, years later and see in that commercial with him and Jalen Rose and 81 Olives. And just knowing that there was a whole nother side to Kobe, a whole nother side that he was just getting going. I think that was God's way of saying, you know what, you've shown out enough, man. Come on home. You've shown out enough. We don't need you to keep showing out the way you're showing out. Leave some for everybody else, Kobe.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
I see the potential for basically like another Netflix kind of paradigm shift where here comes this other major player. They have a ton of resources. Apple could change the way that entertainment is consumed.
They say it's the only time this year that you'll have stars from each brand battling each other. And we know it's not going to be the case, but they like to say that, and more power to them, I guess.
Well, it's a big first step, bringing all those superheroes together. There were definitely some parts of the movie that I really enjoyed. And then there were some parts that I thought just kind of fell short of expectation.
Part of it has to be something to do with how it's being promoted. And this is a thing where audiences do not agree with critics.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse, every week on Apple Podcasts.
And over a dozen of your favorite streaming and podcasting options. It's just hard to go ahead and deal with this, but it's something that I think a lot of people are still, even to this day, trying to get the reality on. And you've seen the dedications all around the world to this man and what he did for the basketball community. And I think that's the thing that I will take away most after his death. Not only the fact that he was a loving and devoted father, not only the fact is that there was so much potential, as Variety wrote about in yesterday's Variety, and you can see it on variety.com as far as their thoughts on the undelivered potential that he would have had as a Hollywood executive that he couldn't deliver upon, obviously, because of his untimely death. You just saw the tapping of his potential, what he could do for the movie industry and television industry, that you're now seeing LeBron do, and LeBron reaching out. But the effect that he's had on so many people around the world, and that's the lasting image that I have, is even the dedications to him from all around the world, from the Philippines to the Southeast to India to South America, all over. People all around the world absolutely adored what Kobe did, and his loss has greatly affected them.
It has. And, you know, that's, I think at the end of it all, right, when the dust has settled, and, you know, because obviously none of us are going to make it out of this alive, right?
Yeah.
I think when the dust has settled and it's all said and done, we want to be able to have left a mark, a legacy, some type of imprint on this world, this huge, gigantic blue ball that we live on, you know, find some way to make some kind of impact. And I think at the end of the day, if we can find a way to inspire just one person, you know, then we've done something. And I have to imagine that Kobe is looking back and saying, you know what, I've been able to inspire in spite of the circumstances. You know, he didn't have the perfect career. Obviously, he had things that could have been done better, could have been done differently, or could have not been done at all. And he didn't allow those things to stop him from focusing on being the best he could at what he could and leaving a lasting legacy. He wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but he tried his damnedest. He tried his damnedest to be, and he tried to be the best version of himself that he could be. And I think for that, you have to give him credit, and you have to just hope that you have the opportunity to go out like that, to be able to have left the impact, left the mark on this world, and been able to just make the world know your name, you know?
Absolutely. But again, I agree with you on the fact that he did make his mistakes, and he was trying to go ahead and be a better person after learning those mistakes. You and I both are well aware what happened with the incidents in and around Colorado. And I know people want to go back and forth whether or not he was guilty or whether or not he was not guilty. I mean, a lot of people will always go back and forth on that. And I don't want to go into that because that's a dark chapter in his life. But I know in his later years, he was trying to be a good father. He was trying to be a good husband, and he was trying to set a better example for himself and also provide a good image going forward. And I think that's what hopefully will be the lasting image of him, not only as a truly one of the best basketball players of all time, but somebody at the end of his life was trying to be the best person he could be.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, brother, remember that we're all heroes in our book, but in somebody else's book, we're a villain. He's not going to be perfect to a lot of people, and that's okay. Yeah. You know, you can't be perfect to everybody, but the way he attacked life, the way he approached life, the way he approached the game of basketball, it's definitely something that's worthy of imitation. And I would hope that it's the more overriding memory in regards to just trying to focus on the negative things that have happened. You know, like I said, he wasn't perfect. He was a flawed individual, as we all are. We all fall short of the glory, but he excelled deeply in wanting to pursue excellence. He excelled. And that is what I believe at the end of it all, the true definition of what Mamba mentality is. Seeing this obstacle and pushing forward in spite of that, that's faith, and that's Mamba mentality, is not allowing it to stop you. And you know, Kobe was a driving force, and I just appreciate his dedication. I appreciate his craft. I appreciate his dedication to his craft. I appreciate the way he just approached just life in general, you know, just even hearing him talk about his daughters, even hearing him talk about Natalia, Gianna, just all his girls, and then obviously Vanessa. He was so in love with his wife, and it was just a beautiful thing to see, and it really just was truly inspiring to me to see him so in love with his family. You know, having grown up in a split household, my parents were divorced, and I was about 16, 17 years old. It was good to see that kind of connection, that kind of love, and especially in such a public spotlight. You know, you see so many public couples who break up or who don't make it, and that was just another aspect. He fought for his marriage, and he was not perfect, but he fought to keep his marriage, and he did so. And you know, it's just another thing to commend him for. And we haven't even really got a chance to talk about the basketball accolades yet. This is just Kobe Bryant the individual, you know, and we could spend an entire Lakers Fast Break podcast talking about his basketball accomplishments.
Yeah.
He was just that good, man. And you know, the world is a little bit more somber with him gone. But I have to imagine that he would want us to, hey, you gotta push forward. You gotta figure out a way to make it a better day, make it a better place. And you know, leave your, what's your legacy gonna be? What mark are you gonna leave? I decided very early not to allow myself to get mournful or sad or, you know, upset. Obviously, there would be a little emotion, but to remember that Kobe is gone physically, but, you know, the spirit that he has, the fire that he lit in a lot of us, you know, yourself included, that doesn't go away. That doesn't die. You know, that fire just becomes more inflamed. That fire just burns brighter and hotter. You know, it's still going. That Mamba mentality is still strong. So we just got to keep that up.
We do have to keep that up indeed. But again, my friend, it is just so great to talk to you. In fact, yeah, you're right. We could be talking all day long about the accomplishments of Kobe. Yeah, January is, I don't want to say a special month per se, but it is a very poignant month for fans of Kobe, because not only last week was the anniversary of his 81-point game, But also as well, yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of LeBron passing Kobe, third on the all-time list of scoring. And of course, what happened the next day was truly tragic. And I remember the images of the Lakers getting off the plane and finding out the news, and you know, they were devastated. And obviously LeBron is still talking about it. AD still talking about it to this day, but the kind of legacy that he holds in our hearts with many of us is truly something just very special indeed. And I've seen tributes throughout the past few days, and today especially has been very great to see as far as the kind of thoughts and prayers that are that have been sent out for him, Gigi, and everyone who passed in that tragic accident. So I'm hoping that the Bryant family can go ahead and find some solace in that. I know they don't want any type of remembrance publicly or during the NBA games today. I know they wanted everything like toned down and wanted to go ahead and just try and keep on as normal. But I know today is a very somber day in the Bryant household, but I'm glad that they're finding a lot of strength from the outpouring of love that so many people have for Kobe and for Gigi, and hope that the Bryant family can one day overcome this fully and move on the best they can.
Amen, brother. Amen.
It's been great talking to you again. I cannot thank you enough for stopping by. You got to come back so we can talk about the Lakers and yes, their sir. Continued success, because I know that's something a lot happier we can talk about. Or yes, sir. You can always stop by the Pop Culture Cosmos. I always want you over there to talk pop culture, because you know there's always something to talk about there. But it is TJ Johnson, my good friend. You can catch him on several episodes of the Pop Culture Cosmos right here at the Lakers Fast Break. I mean, I do have over 230 episodes now, but he's been on quite a few of them, including, if you get a chance, check out my Championship Rewind podcast, my part one, my part two, my part three. His conversations are mixed in there, so please check him out on that, as far as some of the best conversations I had during the championship season for the Los Angeles Lakers. But again, TJ, I do appreciate you taking a little bit of time on this very somber day as we remember Kobe's passing and Gigi Bryant's passing 1 year later.
Amen. Thank you for having me on, brother.
Anytime, my friend. And again, everybody out there, if you have any questions or just need someone to talk to in regards to this as far as how to cope with it, at Lakers Fast Break on Twitter or LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com. We'll look forward to speaking again, TJ, about the Lakers, pop culture, anything you want to talk about when you stop on by here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.